Happy Membeis Laomer, Shavua Tov. Today's daf Lamed Gimel. We're holding on the beginning of the sugya on Lamed Beis Lamed Beis Ba'avon. So we've been talking about the ups and downs of human existence and the issues that began in Gan Eden and are expressed over here in the ideas of Nida, Chala, Vakasaner, brought us into Limud Torah, Mizuzah. And now we are, after having examined the idea of Reshit in terms of Yisrael and Reshit in terms of Chala, Truma, Bitol Truma, we go on to discuss other things that cause destruction of the functioning of the natural world as part of the response to Chet. So Ba'avon Gezel, Agovai Ola, because of stealing, you end up with locusts, as we'll see from Sukkim, v'hara'av hoveh, and there ends up becoming famine. Bnei Adam ochlim psar bnei mevanoteihem, and people come to the tragic circumstances of starvation, although you should know that the targum of ish psar b'nav v'notav yochelu is a reference to nechosim. People will be forced to use up the inheritance. Shenemar, Shim'u hadavar hazeh. This is really, has a sort of humorous edge to it. Shim'u hadavar hazeh. Porot ha-bashan. The porot ha-bashan are the fat cows, basically. Asher bahar shomron. Ha-oshkot dalim harotzot evyonim. Ha-omrim la-adoneem ha-via v'nishte. So there's these fat cows that end up crushing the poor, because they say to their masters, keep on bringing it in and let's drink. So, okay, the process we're taking this as the opening of the sugya, that what does this bring to? It continues on. Shidafon yerakon and so on. But who are the fat cows? Says Rav Hekagon, Hani Nashi the Mechuzah. These are all these women here in L.A. The Achlan will allow them. They eat and they got these massive appetites, but they don't produce, you see. And so therefore they reduce their husbands. Omrim la Adonaihem. Avia, like, no? What are we gonna have? They force their husbands into these kind of positions of debt to keeping up with the Joneses, and they finally end up having to be. What in the world?
With my great grandfather Yosef Ben Yaakov. It would work out very much better.
No, actually, it works out here much better. All right. So anyway, this is what it's really referring to. People who try to live beyond their means. They're oshkot dalim. They end up stealing, basically, being dishonest. So what does it say as a result of this? Hiketi etchem bashidafon vayerakon. Habot ganotechem v'charmechem uteinechem v'zitechem. Yochal agazam. All of this money you're putting into your beautiful vineyards and your orchards and so on, all of it will be eaten by the gazam. And therefore, we have a right to say that this causes the destruction of agriculture and the coming of the gazam. So all this comes from simple things like living beyond your means that end up causing ritzutz dalim. Uchsiv, now, if you take the gazam as the beginning, you're sitting in the wrong seat there, Rich. Move up, move up, move up.
I'm afraid to.
this was a Richie trap. we figured we'd bring him up here and then we'd get him.
What? What a way to go.
So, once we see the gazam, let's follow what happens to the gazam. So this takes place in Amos, right? This Neviut of Porot HaBashan, you'll like this one, women who like to eat, but they don't like to produce. So they keep telling their husbands, no, we want more, we want more. And they end up, of course, living beyond their means and stealing and so on and so forth. Or eating up their children's inheritance, which is the end of it.
There's a play on that.
Parot HaBashan?
I don't know.
Please, we have room for you up here too. We should do this every day. We get people moving up. Look at this. Now, once we start off, it's a yard site. Once we start off with, Dr. Feinstein, you could sit right over here next to Natalie area. This end, right here. Matthew's moving in, and you're right there. Amazing, isn't it, how the two places in front of me are always empty for some reason.
Must be my breath.
No, I've tried everything, and Colgate's, Gargle, the work, done nothing. Now, once we start with the Gazam in Sefer Amos, we know that in Sefer Yoel, there's a large, long discussion about this. Actually, Rashi refers this in the Gemara talks about the connection of this locust to the locust of Mitzrayim, where it says, Achrav Lohayachen, and so on. There it says there was never a thing like that. So the continuation of the story of the Gazam is what was left over by the Gazam. Now in Yoel it says, Yeter HaGazam, what was left over from the Gazam, Achal HaArbev, Yeter HaArbev, Achal HaYalek, and so on. So we understand that that's a continuation of the story in Amos, Yeter HaYalek, Achal HaChasil. And then, once we're already got into the problem of the Ra'av, which is what is Nigram from all of this, so it says, Vayigzor al-Yamin, it's not about Ra'av in Yeshayahu, Vayigzor al-Yamin v'Ra'ev, Vayochal al-Smo, V'lo Saveyu, Ish Psar Zro Yochelu, which is the reference that we said before, that the final result of this is Al Tikri Basar Zero Oil Basar Zaro. Instead of reading this, the meat of your own arm, you will end up eating the resources that were meant to be your children's. Ba'avoni Nui Hadin, V'Ivut Hadin, V'Kilkul Hadin, U'Bitul Torah, Cherev U'Vizar Rava, because of all types of destructions of the process of justice. One is Inui Hadin, where you simply don't get around to dealing with the case, as well we know is probably the hallmark of this country, that, you know, takes you 5 years to get anything done, by which point usually the person who brought the suit is dead. You know. And I know, unfortunately, some terrible stories like that. But anyway, Rashi says really Inui Hadin is only once you know the way the din is supposed to be passed, and for some reason you're not declaring the psak. So that's what this is referring to. And the Ivut HaDin is where you are knowledgeably, knowingly saying the wrong psak. Kilkul HaDin is that you didn't do enough work to find out what was the correct psak. Ubitul Torah, we have Cherev Biza as part of war. Devil Batzored Ba, Uvnei Adam Ochlim Ve'enam Sveim, Ve'ochlim Lachmam Be'mishkal. Where do we see this? Well, first of all, we have the entire story in Vayikra that we just had. Vayveti alechem cherev no kemet nikam brit v'shilachti dever b'tochachem. It says now the dam brit is clearly a reference to Torah. Ein brit ela Torah shenema im lo briti yomam v'alayla kukot shamayim v'arts lo samti. That brit, which is the same thing in which it says igitem bo yomam v'alayla, is therefore meant to be a reference to Torah as well, at least. Then we see that there's the destruction, not only that comes through Cherev, which is the first thing we said, and Biza, which is Netatem Biado Ivechem, but there's also Batsoret, because the continuation of the Tnayim of the Brit there is Bishivri Lachem Mate Lechem Vaofu Eser Nashim Lach Vachem Betanur Echad Vishiva Lach Vachem Bamishka Vachaltem Elot Izbao, which is the part that we said you can go ahead and eat, but there won't be any satisfaction from it. And it continues on to say, why is this? Yanu Biyan, the Mishpatai Masu. So the Mishpatai is now Kilkul HaDin, Ivut HaDin, Inui HaDin. Anything that has to do with the process of Mishpat is all part of this. Be'avon Shvuat Shav, V'Shvuat Sheker, V'Chilul HaShem, V'Chilul Shabbat, Chayara Araba, Be'ima Kala, U'Bnei Adam Mitma'atim, V'Hadrachim Mishtomemim. What you have is a breakdown of civilization in which you have wild animals growing, normal agriculture and its associated animals disappearing, people moving out, the roads breaking down, and general desolation. Shenemar, where do we see this referred to? Because here we have Im Be'ela Loti Vasrubi, Valachtemi Mikeri, which is the continuation of the Brit in Bamidbar. So first of all, Be'elah has to be understood as Al Tikri Be'elah Ela Be'Allah. Allah is Shvu'a, right? It's the lesson of making a vow. So it means that the first thing we have is the Shvu'at Shav, as we said. Uchtivi Shlachti Bechemet Chayat HaSadeh. And by Shvuat Sheker, okay, so that's the first thing that we said, Chayat HaSadeh, and that's the Bivachaya Ra'ah, Be'im HaKalah, and all of that. But, it, by Shvuat Sheker, it uses the Lashon of Chilo, because it says over there, V'lo Tishavu B'Shmila Sheker, V'Chilalt Et Shem Elohecha. Now, by Chilo, it says, Lo Tichalalu Et Shem Kadshi, and B'Chilul Shabbat, it says, B'Chalalu Mot Yumad, in which case, we can now learn all those types of Chilulim, from Shvuat Sheker, and therefore Im Be'elah is a reference to, as we said, Shvuat Sheker and Shvuat Shav and Chilul Hashem and Chilul Shabbos, because the Torah compares these issues. Ba'avon Shvichut Damim Beit HaMikdash Charev U'Shechina Mistaleket B'Yisrael. How do we know that the Beit HaMikdash is destroyed and the Shechina leaves Yisrael because of Shvichut Damim? Because it says, V'lo tachanifu et ha'aretz asher atem ba, ki adamu yachanif et ha'aretz. And then it goes on, V'lo tatameh et ha'aretz asher atem yoshvim ba, asher ani shochein betocha, ki ani Hashem shochein betoch b'nei Yisrael. Which means that we have to assume that that would mean that the opposite is also true. Ha imatem mitamim ota, so then inchem yoshvim ba, ve'eini shochein betocha. So the description was a description of living in Eretz Yisrael with the Beit HaMikdash, which is possible only if lo tachanifu et ha'aretz, but if you'll be metame the Eretz with dam, then you won't be living there, and I won't be living there. So that's the Gorem et Lashkina Shetistalek. That is, the chanufa means that it's phony. It doesn't produce what it's supposed to produce. You're assuming that you're going to get this. ועבון גילוי הרעיות ועבודת כוכבים והשמטת שמיטין ויובלות גלות בעל העולם מגלין אותנו בעים אחרים ויושבים במקומן. We have, first of all, a general galut, and furthermore, we have an exchange of populations, which is even more painful. And we see this, שנאמר, כי את כל התועבות האלה עשו אנשי הארץ, referring to, after the list of the הרעיות, so it says here that the Oretz was Meki, the Knani, Befkod Avona, Lea, Vataki Oretz et Yoshveha. So we see that Haka'ata Oretz, whose Galut, comes from the elements of Gilui Arayot, which are compared to Znut. And that says, Vatitameha Oretz, Befkod Avona, Aleha. And in the Avon, that I'm Mavkid, Alea, it says, Vataki Oretz et Yoshveha, again. And then it says, Velotaki Oretz etchem betamachem ota. And that clearly is a reference as well to Avodat Kochavim, because there, Avodat Kochavim Ktiv, V'natati et Pigrechem, and here the Lashon of the Pigrechem is Al Pigru Gilulechem, and Gilulechem is always a Lashon of Avodat Kochavim, Avodat Gilulim. So Pigrechem, Al Gilulechem, means that all of this was also a reference to Avodah Zarah. And it furthermore continues, Vahashimoti et Mikdashechem, Vetchem Ezre Bagoyim, and I will send you out and spread you around into the various nations. And then it says, by Shmitim and Yovlos, it says, Az Tirtze Aretz et Shaptotea Ko Yemei Hashama, Veatem Be'eretz Oivechem, Uchtiv Ko Yemei Hashama Tishbot. So over there it also says, Vishamamu Aleha, Oivechem, the Shamamul Oivechem obviously implies that there was an exchange of populations and that your Oivim won't get very much out of it, but they'll be living there. And that, of course, was the situation for so many years. Be'avon Nivlut Peh, for speaking, Nivlut Peh, Tzorot Rabot Ugzerot Kashot Bitchatshot U'Bachurei Sonei Yisrael. Of course, it's a euphemism, it really means Bachurei Yisrael. Metim and Yitomim va'amanot zoakim ve'inam ne'anim. Basically, God turns aside from people who speak with a filthy mouth. Shenemar al kena bachurav lo yismach Hashem ve'et yitomav ve'et amanotav lo yirachem ki kulo chanefu mareya v'chol peh dover nivala Bechozot lo shavapo v'od yado detuya. And that's not enough. Even though there will be no rachamim, his hand is still outstretched, referring to what my v'od yado netuya, that the hand remains outstretched, referring to. Omrev chanam barava. Hako yodim kala lama nechmeset lechupa. Everybody knows what she's tiptoeing down there for. Elakol hamenabel piv, but to say it, there's no need to say it. That's the od yadon detuya. You can have a gzardin that's 7 years, but the hand is still there. You think that it's already signed and it's over. It's no. We're still waiting to turn it up. Turn it upside down. Just speak nivopel. We'll turn the whole thing around. Amar Rabba Bar Rav Shila Amar Rav Chisa Kol Amar Abelot Piv Ma'amikim Lo Gehinom. We make hell a little bit deeper for him. Shenemar Shucha Amuka Pizarot. The Shucha, which is always a reference to the pit, which is Gehenim, is more deep than usual, caused by Pizarot, a mouth that speaks weirdly. And Runach Vayitzchak says even someone who Shomea Vishotek, and he doesn't protest, because the post continues, Ze'um Hashem Yipolsham, one who is the focus of God's anger, will fall into that hole. I mean, so that's just repetitious. We already said that it's the Pizarut. Elamai must be the Ze'um Hashem, because of a Pizarut, which would mean that he doesn't have himself a Pizarut, but he doesn't object. Menachem Yitzchak Omer, I'm sorry. Somebody who gives himself over, just the heck with it, I can't fight this any longer, throws himself into znus. He ends up with all the old acne or AIDS, old acne for masturbation deal, right? Where he's going to get AIDS all over, you know. So where do we see that? Shenema. Chaburot petza tamruk bara, we say, bebarek, timrok, throwing yourself over to ra, leads you to chaburot petza. V'lo'od ela shenidon bahadrokan, not only that, the giving oneself over to arayas brings hadrokan. It seems to be a type of consumptive disease. It's not clear exactly, because you have a modern terminology. This is what? This is Steinzel?
I guess. Yeah, looks like it.
And?
I didn't see what it looked
like. I don't know how he works.
Yeah, either way, I'll look for it.
Yeah, usually at the bottom of the side. Yeah.
Nobody has a art?
Yeah, the first one. Drops.
Dropsy is the old term for swelling and edema. From heart failure, you get swollen ankles and things.
So it's a C because the Gemara is going to talk about variations of symptoms to see whether it still makes sense. It's edema.
Good thing we got a doctor with us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what I say. We heart failure,
left heart failure. The jocks didn't tell us for that.
So Shademar. Because it says that this is makot chadrei batan. It brings you makot deep inside of your body. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak simel aveira hadrokan. A sign that somebody's being sick in znus is that he gets sick with this. Tana rabbanu shalosha minei hadrokan. There's three symptoms types. You have, shel aveira ava. The flesh seems to be not swollen, but thickened. And the other type is Eshel Ra'av, somebody who is, you got this from hunger, Tafuach is swollen, in translucent. Veshel Kshafim is Dak. His skin appears to be weak, thin, and transparent. Now, does that any of that make sense? Well, of the dam, only the middle one. Right?
Well, the different causes of edema. I said the common causes. Mm-hmm. Is that he gives different causes. Mm-hmm. Cause one of them, cirrhosis. The second one is cirrhosis. Like if you have get swollen from the liver problem. It's not the same as a heart problem. It's a liver problem. It's one of that. And the third one is like severe malnutrition. Like the babies in Africa who get that's the thing.
That type of swelling.
The organ. Hunger. Yeah, hunger is, you might cause it. I mean, use that term, but I guess if you have a hectic baby, they start swelling after a while, like the Biafra babies used to be and stuff like that.
Yeah.
the first one, I don't know what he says here.
So this would all be, it makes sense to include three this under all well, under one umbrella?
It's one symptom.
Swelling. Type
it's
of swelling.
A symptom that has three different causes.
Okay, okay, good. So that's very helpful.
That's what he says.
Shmuel HaKatan Chashbe. Shmuel HaKatan got Hadrokan. Omar Ribono Shel Olam. Mi Mefitz. Who is going to sit around here analyzing these, figuring out which one I got? They're going to say Shmuel HaKatan, you know. We know why he got
exactly
it.
Exactly.
And so because of that Itzi, indeed he recovered. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepted the tefillah, it wasn't fair. Abaye Chashba, actually Abaye ended up getting this illness. And Rava said, I know why. Yadanabai Benachmedi, the Machmanapshi, he's always carrying on with these taniyot. He finally starved himself to half to death here. So this is clearly from malnutrition. Rava himself was Chashba. Now it doesn't make sense that Rava starved himself because he made fun of Abaye, so why would he have gotten it? The only possible other reason is that elsewhere, the Gemara says, that you can get an equivalent hadrokan to Ra'av by not moving your bowels when you need to. But how could that be that Rava would do that? Well, Rava with the Omar, it's Rava is the author of the saying that Nefishe Ktile Kedar Minifiche Kapan. More people are killed by not moving their bowels than are by malnutrition. So how could he himself have been in that kind of position? Shine Rava da Antzile Rabbonim Beidnei Bal Korche. His problem was he was always giving shear. So he couldn't walk out in the middle of shear to go to the bathroom. So he was in a bad spot, you see. So indeed, he wasn't Mekayim his own injunction, and because of that, he ended up getting sick.
They have lecturers today, they just have this hose, you know.
Not really.
They hear they do.
Lecturers?
Yeah, they just stand there for 3 hours lecturing. They give them this hose. They,
you are know. You serious?
Yeah.
Sounds like a bit.
No, I know they have this for drivers.
Okay.
For highway drivers, yeah. Especially if you have a weak bladder. I mean, it's absolutely crazy when you're pulling every half hour. I need to. Yeah, but this isn't talking about urinating. Toner Abonin. Arban Simanim, that's Yerakon. This is Hadrokan. Urine ends up becoming, you know, a kidney problem. So Arba Simanim Ein, there are four things that we call a simen to some type of feeling or behavior. Siman la'avera, a simen that someone is osik in znus, is Hadrokan. Siman la'sinat chinam is yerakon, hating people. It turns you yellow, you know, green with hatred. Simen legasut haruach, being stuck up, is aniyut. And simen lelashon hara is askara. Now askara, again, it's maybe a diphtheria of some kind. It starts in the stomach. So that's like one of the major simon. But it starts and moves up to the mouth. What could that be? It doesn't sound like diphtheria. But they always call it diphtheria because of its choking elements, its closing, sechar. Sechar is to jam up. But then, so simen lashon hara is mida keneged mida, is askara. Tanu rabbanan, askara ba'olo olam al hamaser. Someone who doesn't eat, eats without taking off maaser, since he eats through his throat, so his throat becomes jammed. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, no, it's alashon hara, which is the same idea. Omar Rava, he does say this. Omar Rava, Yitem Rabbi Yeshua Levi. Mikra, where do we see this, that it's lashon hara? Because David HaMelech writes, V'hamelech yismach be'Elohim, yithalel kol hanishbabo, ki yisacher pi dovrei shaker. The mouth of those who speak lies should become dammed up, which is the askaras. You see, askara comes from Lashon Hara. Now, the question is whether Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi was arguing about the maaser, or was he saying also on Lashon Hara? Is it only for Lashon Hara or afa Lashon Hara? Tashma. Kishenichnesu Rabotinu Lekerem B'Yavne, which is a place in Banea's neighborhood, Hayash. Hayasham Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon. Mishalon she'ilah zo bifnehem. And as they're sitting there in Kerem B'Yavna, the following question was asked. Ma kazo mipnei mam matchelet bifnei me'ayim v'gomeret bapeh. Why is it that Askara begins in the stomach and then moves up to the mouth? Actually, Bnei Me'am doesn't mean stomach, I mean heart, I mean the inside of the body. So Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Lawrence, who was the Rosh HaMedabrim B'chol Makom, and we'll see why he was called the Rosh HaMedabrim B'chol Makom, but he was always given the opening statement. So he said, well, Afal Pishik Layot Yoatzot, look, consider the Bnei Me'ayim. You know, the kidneys, that's your gut feelings about things. The lave is your understanding. The lashon is mechatech, and you're moving your tongue in order to make the articulation of the sounds. But it's the peh that's gomer. So the mouth has to put the final shape on the words that you're saying. And therefore it starts from your guts and moves up to your mouth. Clearly a reference to speaking Lashon Hara. So he's going according to that shita. Surprisingly, Rabbi Yossi, who was the one that was quoted as saying it's for Lashon Hara, here he argues and he says it's because of Maisras. And he says, they shall chlim badvarim tmeim, because they eat non-kosher food. Who eats non-kosher food? Ela shall chlim badvarim sheinam mitukanim. They eat without taking off Maisra. The truth is, the dvorim tzmein, sarkadayta chazim, because nobody eats it, because you're not chayav nisa for eating it. For saying Lashon Hara, you deserve to die. But for what, to eat McDonald's, big deal. So for that, I mean, it doesn't make sense that we would say yisachar. The fact that we relate to it otherwise because of our screwed up system of values. But that's really the Gemara's kasha. Why for eating non-kosher food would a person be chayav nisa? For Lashon Hara, he's chayav nisa. Or for eating teva. So he's eating dvarim shenam metukanim. Rabbi Shimon said, of course, kashitasai, v'avon bitul tera. Amru lo, so what about women? Nashim yochich. I mean, they also die from this. They're not chayev and limut tera. Yeah, but that's because they bothered their husbands. He's in the vatla that ba'alayam. They stopped their husbands from learning. Well, how about goyim? I mean, goyim, they don't have a chiyuv. They also managed to get this disease. How is that? No chrinyo shemevat limit Yisrael? Well, how about babies? Tinokot yochichu. They're always asking for a story. Shemevat limit aviyem? How about tinokot shobet rabban? Where over there they themselves are learning and they're not mevat other people from learning. They're cheder all day long. Why do they get this? You'll notice that we don't have a problem, according to the other shita.
Yeah,
it's only bitul Torah bothers us. Right. That they should be eating dvarim shenam metukanim, or that they should be speaking Lashon Hara, we understand would be a good reason for going together. They're only arguing on Rabbi Shimon. So what do you do about tinokot shobet rabban? No, that's a whole different idea. That's like Rav Gurion. Yomer Rabbi Gurion, v'tema Rabbi Yossi, v'Rabbi Shemaya. Bizman tzadikim bedor, tzadikim nitvasim al ador. If they're tzadikim, then it can happen that a door that's chayev, tzadikim can be nitvas in the ovain of the generation, and in their death, the generation has a kapora. But if there are no tzadikim in the door, tinokot shobet rabban nitvasim al ador. Where do we see this? Om Rav Yitzchak Bar Ziri, Varm Lom Rav Shimon ben Nazira, or some sort of Shimon ben Nazira. Micro, in lote di ilach hayafa manashim, tzi ilach bi kleatzon uriyet gediotai. In other words, you should follow the obeis. You don't know enough to do the mitzvahs on your own. So tzi ilach, go ahead and be mavakish rachamim biskus bi kleatzon, those who showed you where to walk, meaning the obeis before you. And then uriyet gediotai, meaning that will allow your children to survive. But that's the Mishkanot Haro'im. The ones that otherwise would be taking the place of the Mishkanot Haro'im, who are the Roei Hador, the Tzadikim of the Dor. So we see that the Mishkanot Haro'im, the place of Mishkanot Haro'im, is taken by the Gidim, the young, the kids, basically, as we would say today. And the other way to look at it is, Mishkanot Haroim is Gidiyim HaMemushkanim Al Haroim. These kids are a mashkan for the behavior of the Roim of the door. Anyway, meanwhile, do you see that Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Yossi says that it's because of Meiser? So obviously he didn't mean only because of Lashon Hara. Otherwise he's contradicting himself. So Shemamina Afalashodan Haranami Ka'ama Shemamina. Now, why is it that Rebbe Yehuda Rebbe Loi was called Rosh HaMedabrim B'chol Makom? This Gemara is a little bit late because it was really meant to be for Tzav Lamed Gimel. It was meant to be for Lag B'Omer, obviously. But we must have gone a little bit too slow. So the reason that they called Rebbe Yehuda Rebbe Loi Rosh HaMedabrim B'chol Makom is because the government had indeed appointed him as Rosh HaMedabrim B'chol Makom. Of course, as the Mefarshim explained, the reason that this caught on, why would anybody honor this Jesus degree, is that Lamaisa Rabbi Loi was the one who was most nefesh for Limud Torah, because it's a Sheker Achim Ve'evel Ayofi, Isha Yiras Hashem Yitzalo. It's Doirash Rabbi Loi, where it was Shisha. They had Shisha that were Mekaseh B'tali Techad. In order to learn Torah, they learned Torah out of tremendous docha kanani. So he deserved to be the Rosh HaMedabrim. But they created a position, which is found, of course, in Isaac Asimov, the first speaker. This is Rosh HaMedabrim. So first speaker, Rosh HaMedabrim. Means he gets to speak first, everybody speaks. The spokesman, everybody else is supposed to be quiet. Yeah. So he gets up, and why was he called Rosh HaMedabrim B'chol Makom? Because it once happened that Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Shimon were sitting, and in that situation, Yehuda ben Gerim was sitting gabayu by them. Tosafot says that we should be goes Rabbi Yehuda ben Gerim, because we find that he's mentioned in Moed Katan as an Adam Gadol, but that would force us to change what happens at the end of the story. And Tosafot indeed changes it. So, well, we'll see. Anyways, he was sitting there. So Rabbi Yehuda gets up and he says, you know, come to think of it, I mean, if you consider the overall impact of Rome on human civilization, it ain't bad. I mean, what did the Romans ever give us after all, right? This was straight out of the movie. So, kamana imasim shemo mazu, tiknu shvakim, tiknu gisharim, tiknu merchatzot. It's exactly what everybody recognizes. That's exactly what the Romans gave us. So we got our markets, we got our road system, and we got our sanitation. Rabbi Yossi, all of these things are in Barnea's neighborhood and can be visited by advance appointment. So Rabbi Yossi shatak, and he didn't object to Rabbi Yehuda, but Rabbi Shimon didn't like this at all. Nana Rabbi Shimon by Yechoyevamar, ah! Kol ma shetiknu lo tiknu al tzorach atzman. Nonsense. Anything that they do, they have an ulterior motive. All those markets are just for sex, basically. Tiknu shvakim lo shivem zonot. What are they really interested in? Merkatzaot, or just la'adein them atzmam. I mean, if you're going to go the U-after way, you have to have a U-after swimming pool. And gisharim, what do they want gisharim for? To get rich, control, he told me a mechas. Anyway, so Yehuda ben Gerim was not very smart about this, and he went and talked about this conversation. Siper devrehim, v'nishmol amachot, the Romans heard about this little conversation. We pointed out earlier that this is Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon l'shitasam, correct? In the din of Malach HaShem, Dav HaShem HaMiskave. And according to Rabbi Shimon, Dav HaShem HaMiskave is in fact potter. So it's not considered to be your maisa. It has to do with what you're thinking. He says, well, it's Sarah Chatzman, it's different. Rabbi Yehuda says, Dav HaShem HaMiskave, you're chayim. So the bottom line is, they've done incredible things. This is all part of the Machlokas and Shabbos, and therefore the sugya appears here. So the government finds out that they don't like this, at least not Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. So they say, Yehuda she'ila yita'ala. Yehuda, who spoke well of us, he should be indeed placed in the position of first speaker. Yossi she'shatak he should have added in his voice to speak good, he should be sent into Galut. We'll send him to Tzipori, which is another place in Barnea Znebrut, so it really is.
Hodah, when they say it was very good. Shtika Hodah, you read.
But, I mean, that's not what to do. You should...
For the Romans.
But it's not enough. Oh, I mean, okay, enough. So I guess I need a Tzipori. Shimon Shigina Yerek. Anyway, it didn't sound too good to Rabbi Shimon. So he decided he should get away while the going is good.
That's not in Barnea's neighborhood.
Which one?
But Rabbi Shimon.
No. You don't go to Bekiah?
We've been to the cave.
Yes.
Sure. Azal hu uvrei tashu be midrasha. So what they did is they hid out in the Beit HaMidrash. And ko yuma v'maitele devitu rifta v'kuzet amaya v'karchi. So every day, while he was hiding out, his wife knew where she was, and she would bring them water and food, and they would get along.
And
so Kitof Karkif Gzeirata, when they really started looking for them, they said, this is no good. So Amalei Levrei tells his son, you know, if they try to torture your mother, she's going to tell. Nashim Datan Kala Aleyem. They'll figure out ways to get the information. Dilma Mitzarila, Megalilon, let's get out of here. So Azlo, they left, and Tashu B'Maharata, they hid out in a cave. Itrakish Nisa, Ivrelu Karuva, the Inna Damaya, so a miracle took place, and a carob tree, and a well spring of water was created for them. The question is, how could they eat the carob tree that was just created? It was Orla.
It wasn't planted.
Oh, so that's the Shaila, is Mice and Nisim considered to be Orla, you see? This is the old umbilicus issue. Was Adam Arishan created with a navel or not? And that's the Shaila. This is what it boils down to. That's when this tree was created. It was already post-Orla. That's one possibility. Another more halachic possibility is that the din is that a tree that grows on its own, shalom b'mokum yishuv, is not chayav in Orla. Because those who learned the Yerushalmi in Orla will remember. And this actually brought in Shulchan Aruch.
Would there also be an issue of him not having anything else to eat, and so would be okay?
Good heavens. Shimon bar Yochai survived 3 out of his 12 years by eating Orla? Do you want to say that in public?
No.
In Meiron?
Is that would not be.
Listen, anything's possible, sure.
Turn you to ash in a flash.
So anyway, what they would do, being as they weren't getting any replacement clothes up there, is they decided to save their clothes for davening. So they took off their clothes, and in order to learn, they would sit in sand, so that their clothes wouldn't get worn out. And the kula yume garsi, if it was time to daven, I said before they didn't, that they're not mechuyav in tefillah. I have to say, as Tosha said, we're talking about kriyat shema, maybe once a day, you know, those sugyas all just deraisa. So they put on their clothes, umatzli, v'hadam shalchim, and now take off their clothes again. In order that the clothes should last for as long as they had to be there. Anyway, time passed, and itvu treisashni b'marata. 12 years passed, and time passes really quickly when you're having fun. And so before you know it, they were just sort of, they were living this way. And finally, Eliyahu Hanavi comes to the front of the cave, and he says, gee, Man Ludi Bar Yochai, the meat keser batel gzerate. I wonder who's gonna let Bar Yochai know that Caesar's dead and the gzera is no longer around. Unfortunately, they had to leave. Lo b'machperet batzatim. Nafku. Chozu inche de karvi vizaris. Anyway, they come out of the cave. And they've sort of forgotten what life was like out there. And they see people actually wasting their time, and they're doing plowing and planting, and they said, what? They're wasting life on doing this garbage? Whatever they looked at immediately went up in flames. Gentlemen, you left your cave in order to destroy the world? Go back to your cave, have more fun. So they went back to their cave. This time they waited 12 months, because they figured Mishpat Rishayim began Yud Beis Chodesh, maximum burning time. I mean, this cave may be hell, but it's still 12 months for good roasting. So, okay, we're over our 12 months. At that moment, Yatzabat Kovam Ratzu Mimaratchem. Nafku, they went out. Now, Rabbi Elazar still had not grown to the point where he could tolerate this type of behavior. So he would go around, and things indeed would start to burn, but Reb Shimon would then heal them and fix them up. So Kol Makom, wherever Rabbi Elazar was ruining things, so having Masi Rabbi Shimon. Amarlo b'ni dailo lama nivata. Look, it's enough. Rashi learns this means it's enough to keep real learning of Torah in the world, to keep the world going. You and I, and we can allow the rest of the world to do its thing. We'll support them.
Why didn't Rabbi Elazar learn after 12 months? He was sent back for a reason.
Takes time. Shimon was more mature. Bahari Panya Damale Shabbata. Obviously, they still were unhappy with the situation. It's okay, we'll support the world. Came Erev Shabbos, and they see Ahu Saba Davinaki Tre Madane Asa, Vroid Bin Ashmashas. They see a guy running right before Shabbos, and he's carrying these two bunches of Hadassim. Omelay, honey, lava lacha, what's going on, little quick Shabbos? So they ask him, "What do you need two bunches for?" He said, "Well, one is for Zacharias Yom HaShabbos, and one is for Shamoras Yom HaShabbos." So he said to his son, "Oh, you see, Chazikam Chavim in Mitzvah Yisrael. Yativ Da'atayim." So they felt better about the situation. Shomer Pinchas Ben Yorah Chatni. Pinchas Ben Yorah was married to Reb Shimon Bar Yochai's daughter. He heard that Reb Shimon had returned. Goes and he greets him. Aile Levebani, they needed a bath after all this. So he brought him into the bathhouse.
Built by the Romans.
In Banea's neighborhood. Vahavi Ka'orek Leila Bisra, and he was washing down his flesh. And Chazid Avibek Pile Begufa, he saw that the sand had eaten away his flesh all these years in the sand, and he was like full of sores. Avikobachi, Reb Pinchas was crying from the tsar at seeing Reb Shimon in this condition. And the tears were falling on his wounds and were hurting him for the salt. Vey, that I should see you in such condition. Amalei, what are you crazy? The best thing that ever happened to me. If you hadn't found me in this condition, you wouldn't have found in me this condition. To me, Koraki, having Makshir Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Kushya, having Mafrik Le Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yoyer Tracer Piruke. Before, in the old days, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai would have a question, and Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yoyer would have 12 answers to his question. Lesovke, having Makshir Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yoyer Kushya, having Makshir Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Yasrin Barbar Piruke. It was then, they turned around that Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yoyer could have a question, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai would have 24 different approaches to how to understand. Is Alma Hoyle this Rakish Nisa, because this miracle took place and I've returned, Izalatkin Milta. I should go out and try to fix the world. That's what Yaakov Avinu did. Because it says, after all, by Avo Yaakov Shalem, Vyomarav Shalem Min Shalem Begufo, Shalem Bimono, Shalem Betorato. So what did he do? Yes. I'll have to resist pointing out what the Vayichan is Pnei Ha'ir, but alright, I'm a Rab. What was the Vayichan is Pnei Ha'ir? So Rab says it means that Yaakov Avinu gave them a coinage system. Shmuel says it means he gave them markets. Rabbi Yochanan says it means he gave them swimming pools. Anyways. So anyway, he says, if this is what Yaakov Avinu did, let me find something to fix the world with. Amai ikan ilta the boil at the kune. Anything around this area that needs tikkun olam, maybe I can work things out for you guys. Actually, we do have a problem in town. We've got a place in the market that there's a suffix that a kever is there. The Kohanim have to walk all the way around. They can never walk through this area. And it's a disaster. It's out of a Kohanim Lakufi. It's very hard to walk all the way around. Amar, as Reb Shimon said, Ika inish diyadeh vitchazikach atayr. Is anyone, any local, who knows whether there was a time at which they were noeg tayra in the area, at least so that way we know it's not a bet hakvarot. Maybe there's a kever there, but at least we can move out the graves if necessary. So my Yahud Saba, kan kitzeitz ben zakai turbasei truma. Well, this area, Ben Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakai was here and he had the truma and he was and he was actually, he planted here and he processed here turmasim that were truma, which he never would have done if it was a place of truma. So all that iunami hachi. So he also worked it out. There's a whole extended girsa, which Rashi brings here, and it appears also in the Psikta, in which he threw some turmasin, the different girsos, threw some turmasin and the meat of the dead person rose to the surface. Or another one in which he used the same trick of the sheets that we had back in Nida, where they soaked the sheets and then saw how rapidly the water was absorbed into the ground to see whether it was, had been disturbed, the ground had been disturbed, and they knew there was a kever. Anyway, he worked it out that kol echad avi koshi tiare v'kol echad avi rafi tzayne, that wherever the ground was hard, so that part he was metayer, because clearly they had never been disturbed, and where the water was absorbed rapidly, it was metayer, that's an area that's tall. I mean, the claim could stay away from there. Omar Usaba, Look at this. Guy comes to town. We have a Beit HaKvarot, and now all of a sudden it's kosher. Fantastic. Look, if you hadn't been part of the meeting, I can understand. You know, for that matter, afilo ayita imanu, even if you were standing there, velo nimneita imanu, and you weren't part of the diyun, I'd let you get away with this. But achshav shayita imanu. First of all, I relied on your information. Nimneita imanu. You were one of the voters. You know what people will say? Zonot mefachasot zoos. For heaven's sakes, even a simple whore will braid her friendly whore's hair. Talmid HaChachamim can't even do that, huh? So Talmid HaChachamim will go shekain. Yoav ve'ine v'noch na'afshay. So he gave him a Shimon Bar Yochai look, and that was the end of him. So which Tosfos brings certainly shows he made fun of him. He made fun of him, Shimon Bar Yochai. All of a sudden, the big mako comes to town. So Shimon Bar Yochai said, no, at least respect between professional courtesy. You know, the oldest profession has courtesy. Professional courtesy. Tosfos brings a raya from here elsewhere that Ahu Saba can't be Elio Hanavi because we never heard that he was murdered by Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. There's got to be another Ahu Saba.
How about the previous one by
the other one?
Possibly was turn things around a little.
Yeah. So then Nofak Lashuka, so Reb Shimon Bar Yochai goes out to the Shuk and he sees Yehuda Ben Gerim there. Because I don't believe it. This guy is still alive. Adayin yesh lezeba olam, natan bo'inav ve'asau gal shel atzamota. Gave him one of those looks. So Tosfos says, if this is Rabbi Yehuda ben Gerim, again, this doesn't make sense. I mean, I'm not talking about Rabbi Yehuda ben Gerim. He turned him into a pile of bones. I mean, that's... Tosfos says, maybe the Gerza should say that. Don't say gal shel atzamota. Maybe the nafshe should be going on him. He died. As Roger says, somebody dies, becomes a pile of bones. So it doesn't mean necessarily he instantly turned into a pile of bones.
But it still means that he killed him.
Okay, that yeah, was machpelah. Now we find all over in the Gemara where Talmid Chacham kill each other. That's normal.
Now, what's his bothering him not killing? No, so what's the problem?
We always find the Hakvod of a Talmud Chacham kibbutz another Talmud Chacham. That's not the problem.
Why would we worry about
Galut Chacham is a lashon of bizayon. It's not a tournament of wild bones.
You kill him and
bizayon
with
the
throw up bizayon?
Yeah, Rabbi Nathan disagrees with you. All right, gentlemen. Tomorrow morning, Be'ezrat Hashem.
What do you think about the Me'ayim business? Could you say that it's just a